Carol, thank you. To all of our speakers, thank you. And I had a little something, but I don't even want to say it now. Plus, we're getting short on time. What we're going to do now, though, is we're going to send around just a piece of paper, and we want you to put your prayer requests on it. And in a few minutes, we're going to pray over them. We're going to have Kim come pray over them. I don't know. Maybe I will say just a few things. When I was thinking about no fear, I realized something that for years I have associated negative emotions with sin, like anger and fear. But that's not always the case, is it? I think there's a healthy fear and there's an unhealthy fear. And actually in your Bible, there's a Greek word for fear and a Hebrew word for fear. And there's two, actually. There's one that means that you're terrified, and there's one that means that you're in awe and reverence. And if you can't figure it out, the one that is always used in verses that say the fear of the Lord, that's a healthy fear. That's an awe and a reverence. All the other ones say, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear. Don't be afraid. And I was talking to a few ladies about this morning, and it's funny how you sit down. Every time I teach something, I learn so much. I don't struggle with fear necessarily, but I struggle with something that goes hand in hand, and that's worry. That's kind of what Cheryl was saying, and that spoke to me, what Sarah was saying. Everything that you guys have put effort into to saying today, it's been meaningful to me, and I know it has to everybody here, and it's such a good thing. I'm so glad Cheyenne wanted to put this together. And thank you to all of you who came and helped and surprised us. I wish you all could have seen it yesterday. She just shouted for joy. It was awesome. It was such a nice surprise. I might not be an English major, but I love words. Maybe I should be an English major, I don't know. Every time I do a study, I go to the dictionary first, even if I think I know what the word means. And when I looked up fear, it said, fear is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc., whether the threat is real or imagined, the feeling or condition of being afraid. It's an emotion where the threat is real or often imagined. Have we all experienced that? We so often make our own fears. We create them. And it's just, it's so interesting how something God can design to be a good thing, we can so often turn around to not be a good thing. And I think that it's one of Satan's best weapons, because fear creeps in the darkness and it takes our thoughts captive and it paralyzes us sometimes. And our worries can do that too. It can grow into something unhealthy. And so I read an article that said faith and fear cannot coexist. I thought that was such an interesting phrase. Faith and fear cannot coexist. And it made me think of when Jesus was walking on the water and the disciples saw him and they became afraid. And I can only imagine what it was like out there. Probably, it says the wind was howling, the waves were crashing. They were probably in some sort of a storm. And then they see what they probably think is a ghost. I don't even think they realized right then that it was Jesus. But he reassures them, it's me, it's Jesus. And Peter, I'll always think of what my husband says, the man whose name means rock, decides to get on the water. And he steps out in faith. And I just think, oh, that would be so awesome. But then what happens? He sees the waves. He hears the wind. He gets scared. I'm sure I would too. And he takes his eyes off of Jesus. And I think that's exactly how it happens with us, you know? We step out in faith, and then we get distracted. We start focusing on worldly things, and it can paralyze us sometimes. It can stunt our spiritual growth. And Jesus, he hears Peter, his cry, and he says, here I am, and he saves him. He grabs him, and he says, oh, you of little faith. Faith and fear cannot coexist. Now, that's that other fear I was talking about. The fear of the Lord is a different thing. There are so many scriptures, especially in the Psalms, some that have been read already. But if you haven't read through the Psalms lately, they're just filled with verses like this that can really reassure us in times of worry and fear and distress. And I really don't think that God gave us those to just read. I've been finding in my own life that through reading them, writing them, I mean, just exactly what the verse says, or sometimes more, by praying them and by proclaiming them, we're proclaiming these truths to be what they are, God's promises to us. And that's really when I feel like there's no room for fear. Psalm 145:18 tells us that God draws near to those who call upon him in truth. Come near to God and he will come near to you. James 4:8. These are promises that we can trust in. And if we come to God in prayer, he will draw near to us and he will answer our prayers. Not always with what we think he will, but he hears us. And this is one of our best weapons to fight fear with, I think. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And in verses 37 through 39, no, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. If we spend time with God, we fill our hearts with his truth, his promises, I really don't think there's going to be a whole lot of room for fear. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. If we fill our hearts with these truths, we might not always be fearless, but we can fear less if we use these words to pray specifically for things like courage and peace. And like the program said, let your faith be bigger than your fear. God is bigger than any of our fears. And I have to remind myself this all the time. God is bigger than my worries. I worry about that little guy. I better not talk about him or I'll start crying. And my daughter. And but I want to encourage you that if you feel fear creeping in, don't entertain those thoughts. Take them captive, like Paul says in 2 Corinthians. And I think for me so far in this journey that I'm still learning is to replace them with God's word. open your Bible when you're feeling fearful. Open your Bible, and you'll open it to ones like I did. Joshua 1:9, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." These are not just truths, but they're promises to us. Like you're saying, not just to us, to each of us. And I just am so glad that God's given us his word that we can learn from and grow from, and given us each other to encourage. And I want us to lean on each other. I know I'm still just a newbie here, a year into this, but you're my sisters, and I'm thankful for each of you, and we're in this journey together. So just want to say that I love you all, and thank you for loving me in return, and my babies.